This hit, Back to the Future, the musical, at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
Money Super 7, your mission, saving Britain on their household bills. What have we got?
Already on it, boss. People could switch to a new credit card with us. We've got some great deals.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance. Money Supermarket could also save people up to £460 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Supermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £460. Consumer Intelligence, September 2024, 18 plus UK only.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a better time to buy a Citroën van. There's £750 saving on the whole Citroën van range during our Professional Days event from the 17th of February to 17th of March. Choose electric and you even get a free EV charger with residential installation. Whatever the size and shape of your business, Citroën has a van to suit your needs. Interested? Visit your local Citroën retailer or search Citroën Vans. Offer valid 17th Feb to 17th March 25. Saving on the-road price. Business user selected stock. Participating retailers only. EV charger electric models only. T's and C's and eligibility criteria apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Great value speaks for itself. Just ask our customers.
If somebody said to me that they wouldn't use Ocado because it was expensive, I would say to them, have you even tried?
Ocado match your shop on thousands of products to Tesco.com.
Mum thinks that Ocado do that especially for her, so I had to tell her they do that for everybody.
Oh,
that's just,
shattered
that's
her dreams.
Not just you, Mum.
Max £10 voucher for difference on like-for-like shop excludes marketplace. Geographical and other restrictions apply. Minimum spend and delivery fees apply. Full terms at ocado.com/price promise.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
It's 2 minutes past nine.
From Global's newsroom, British troops could be on the ground in Ukraine if a deal to end the war is reached with Russia. Sir Keir Starmer says he is ready and willing to deploy them as part of peacekeeping efforts. The Prime Minister is heading to Paris today for an emergency summit of European leaders. Cabinet Minister Wes Streeting has told us it's the right move.
Ukraine is the front line, not just for Ukrainian defence, freedom and security, but for Britain's freedom and security as well, for the whole continent. And so what the Prime Minister is saying is that as well as securing an end to the war, we need to secure the peace.
In other news this morning, the government says the NHS in England is on the road to recovery. An extra 2 million appointments took place. That was between July and November 2024, meeting a manifesto pledge. Lots of them were during evenings and at weekends. There are warnings for people not to ignore letters asking them to go along to breast screenings. NHS figures show almost half of women do exactly that the first time they're invited for one. The main reason people give for not going is feeling embarrassed. And Conclave has taken the Best Picture Prize at the BAFTAs. The drama also took home Outstanding British Film, as well as Best Adapted Screenplay and Best Editing. Adrian Brody won Best Actor for his role in The Brutalist. Best Actress was won by Mikey Madison for Anora. Warwick Davis was given the Fellowship Prize, BAFTA's highest honour.
Well, this is probably the best thing that's ever happened to me, and I've been in Star Wars.
Sport.
Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim says it feels like everything is going wrong at the moment after they lost 1-0 to Spurs yesterday. It was their third defeat in 4 Premier League matches. It leaves them 15th. Leaders Liverpool are 7 points clear at the top. They beat Wolves 2-1 at Anfield. In the Scottish Premiership, 2 Jamie McCart own goals helped Rangers to a 3-1 win at Hearts. Hibs and St Mirren had a goalless draw. And Leeds United have the chance to return to the top of the Championship tonight. Yeah. They take on Sunderland at Elland Road.
I had an abusive text message this morning. I wasn't going to mention this.
Oh, who from?
Some, like, person who doesn't know what they're talking about.
Right.
I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
Sunderland, 2-0 tonight.
Oh, really? Who's that from?
Jill Scott.
Was it?
Who knows? What does she know about football?
What does she know about anything?
She know about football.
That's a good point.
Yeah, she did a few games, did all right for herself, but she knows nothing.
So she's going 2-0, okay.
Morning, Jill.
Morning, Jill.
Yeah, she will be mourning. She'll be mourning all those goals that Sunderland missed.
Oh, that's good.
And all those great goals that Leeds United scored.
Yeah. What do you think tonight?
Huh?
What do you think?
Yeah, tonight? That's right.
That's it.
You know it.
You're at home, aren't you?
Yes.
Home advantage at Leeds.
Yes. We're doing all right, Dom.
I think 1-0.
1-0?
1-0 to Leeds. Be a very tight game. Sunderland are fourth, aren't they?
Last time we played them was a draw. Mm-hmm. Outrageous behaviour.
Yeah.
Before that was a draw.
Ah. Before that?
2023, we played them at their place. They beat us 1-0.
Mm.
And before that, to Ellenham Road, to draw.
Right, there aren't many draws. Goals in this one, yeah.
If you're looking at competition form, by the way, our last game we won 4-0, and then 2-0, 7-0, 0-0, 2-0.
Right.
So it's not many goals.
No.
For the other teams. And if you look at Sunderland, the last set of games, 2-0 they won, they drew 2-2, they won 2-3, they drew 2-2, they won 1-0. Yeah, I mean, both teams are actually playing really, really well.
Really, really well. Very tight. Very tight to the top.
I'm just hoping it's not going to be a really boring 0-0 game. We're going to take it to them.
1-0. 1-0
Leeds. 4-0
Leeds. Oh, wow.
Weather. With eBay.
Yeah.
From ice scrapers to wiper blades.
Yeah.
Get your vehicle winter ready.
It's a bit chilly to start with, and then bright, dry and sunny at times, especially in England and Wales. Wintry showers later on in Scotland. Temperatures getting up to around 7 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Fair.
7-0.
7-0.
It could be 7-0. Now, let me speak to my betting guru, Oracle, that is Captain Crapbeard. He was the one who told me to not put a bet on 4-0 the other day, and the result was 4-0.
Now, if you put that bet on...
Yeah.
Sorry, that was...
That's all right.
If you did put that bet on...
Yes.
It wouldn't have happened 4-0, would it?
No, but the result was 4-0.
Sorry, Chris, you've got something in your throat.
I don't think I do. So, 7-0... Excuse me. 7-0.
I think it's nice, yeah.
I could put some tenner on that.
Wow. What odds would you get on that?
7-0.
7.
It's 250-1.
Wow.
Okay. That's actually quite generous, I'll be honest.
It's not bad, what? Is it?
250. What are you saying? 1-0.
1-0 to Leeds.
It's 11-2.
Yeah.
Not as good as the other apps for odds.
It feels like a game that will be very close.
What are you saying, Captain? Call it.
Don't put 7-0 bet on.
Okay.
Don't do that.
6-0.
No. Who are you playing again?
Sunderland.
7-0.
Oh, they're playing well, though.
5-0.
Arguably not as well as us, though.
Yeah.
4-2.
7-0.
3.
You're just saying numbers.
That's 4.
I need a sensible scoreline. James Robinson, what do you think the score will be tonight?
10-0.
You're not helping.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Dom, you baldy idiot. I changed the word there.
Oh.
Shut your face. 3-1 Sunderland.
Thanks, Daniel. You've
3-1 Sunderland is 50-1, dude.
Crossed the line there a bit.
Get in the bin. What did you say, Captain? Mm. So their 3-1 prediction.
Get in the bin.
Yeah, get in the bin.
Daniel.
Yeah, in the bin.
Also, you can't use the word baldy as an insult. It's just, that's not a thing.
Hey, you over there. What's it like to have no hair? Is it hot or is it cold? I don't know, because I'm not bald.
Hey.
Just saying.
You can't do that.
It wasn't the baldy bit that I was having a problem with. It was the other word that Daniel put in.
Hey.
Sorry,
Dom. Cheeky chaps.
What's that?
Slapping the top of your head.
No, that's not funny.
I feel like I've exacerbated the situation.
James, you can't say it's not funny and then burst into fit of giggle.
No, but
such a child.
You've got to show things that aren't
respect.
Funny. Yeah, you've got to show respect.
Respect.
Even balance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bunch of whatever.
Oh. Yeah. It's not funny. Grow up, guys.
James.
Sorry, James. Hey, you over there.
I love it.
What's it like to have no hair?
What is that song? I don't know that song.
Is it hot or is it cold? I don't know, because I'm not bald.
But you're rhyming cold and bold. Now, if you're going to call someone bald, call them bald, but don't call them bold.
Okay, you're bald.
Do that. bald.
Baldy, baldy.
Yes, bald is fine.
Baldy, baldy.
It's the bald.
You don't like the bald?
Well, because it's not.
No.
It's wrong, isn't it?
It's just saying it like Kings of Leon say it. Do they say balding?
Yeah,
don't
right.
They?
So it's yeah. Like, everyone's saying bald.
Sorry.
Yes.
Stop.
No, we shouldn't say it.
Bald. Sorry. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Claire Balding.
That's it. That's,
is she?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't tell, but.
She does all right.
Apparently so.
What is it? A syrup?
It's a syrup.
Wow.
Claire,
so you're saying
Claire say wears a wig.
She's a national treasure,
I know.
You're going to call.
National treasures can wear wigs.
Well, name another one.
You can't really, can
Steve
you?
Steve Mulhern. Oh, is that what you're saying?
Steve Mulhern doesn't wear a wig.
Is that what you're saying?
Does he?
I don't know. You tell me.
Do you know what? I love him on Deal or No Deal. I think he's absolutely brilliant on that.
You hate him on Dancing on Ice.
Oh, yeah, awful. No, Deal or No Deal is absolutely brilliant. Really good on that. As good as Noel Edmonds, I'm going to say.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but I don't think he's got a wig, is he?
Who?
Steve Mulhern.
I don't know. I didn't start it. You did.
I didn't start that at all. Claire Balding also, just for legal reasons, doesn't wear a hairpiece. Claire Balding has her own hair.
Now, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, massively.
What is it? A weave? It's not a wig, it's a weave. The Chris Miles Show. That phrase comes into my head every so often.
Which one?
It's not a wig, it's a weave.
Who says that?
I had a friend of mine that you know, and somebody said to me once, you know he wears a wig. And I went, what are you talking about? He doesn't wear a wig. He wears a wig. Shut up, he doesn't wear a wig. And then somebody else one day said, apparently the rumour is he wears a wig. And I went, what? So-and-so said this to me the other day. He doesn't wear a wig. Where are you getting this from? You've never noticed his hair. I'm like, I've never stared at his hair and tried to work out if it's a wig or not.
Mm.
And then somebody else said, oh, you're talking about blah, blah. He apparently wears a wig. I went, what?
No.
You're all nuts. Where are you getting this from?
It's obviously a very good wig.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know.
Anyway, so next time I saw him, we're having a chat. And I said, by the way, where does this gag come from? I don't get this joke.
Mm.
That, like, some of the lads were saying, like, you wear a wig. And the person in question went, it's not a wig, it's a weave.
Ah.
And I went, okay.
Oh.
That must be good then.
Yeah. Anyway, morning, Claire, if you're listening to the show. I don't want to name names.
Don't name names. I'm going to be
careful there. God, I hope Claire's not upset by what you just said.
No, I've retracted it. Nope, I retracted it on air. Sorry that.
Hope we don't get a message from her for tomorrow's show to play for. She's absolutely fuming it.
No, we don't know what to say.
She'll be on Global Player, actually.
Well,
I could probably rewind it now
and
listen to it and play it again.
Don't you're allowed.
That'd be like a Bohemian Rhapsody effect. It would just.
Moira Stewart's emailed again. You're not allowed
to
do that.
She won as well?
Yeah, you're not. No. She doesn't wear a wig.
Does she wear a wig as well?
No, she doesn't wear a wig.
Why would you say that about Moira?
No. She just.
She'll knock
you
out.
You can't use Global Player. Global Player to go back.
She will kick you in the nuts and knock you right out.
Oh,
Sparko.
I don't doubt that, actually.
Don't mess with me, bae.
That's what she'd say. She calls us bae whenever she sees us.
Anyway, listen, football tonight, Monday night, there's not a lot going on, as well you know. So if you fancy it, now you don't have to be a fan of Leeds United or Sunderland or indeed football to enjoy the Just Joe Football Show on YouTube.
Oh.
This is the guy that I watch on YouTube. I stumbled across him one day. Mm-hmm. He's awesome, Just Joe, and he's got the Just Joe football show. It rhymes, you see.
Just Joe is a good name as well.
Yeah, and he does watch-alongs with the football, so he will sit and commentate on it and whatnot, read out people's messages, smoke an entire vape through the 90 minutes of it all.
Right.
Brilliant.
Great.
And he had some new graphics the other day.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Normally it's just him with a little bit of... Well, he's got a few graphics. Oh, he was like Pound Shop's Gillette Soccer Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
He's doing all right for himself then, isn't he?
And if you're a Leeds United fan, you should absolutely be following Just Joe, a football show on YouTube. He's great.
He's a passionate fan, would you say? It's fair to describe him as, yeah.
Yeah. And he makes some very good points.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he?
He does, yeah.
Oh.
And everybody should watch tonight. You can watch the pre-football warm-up with him, the captain.
Yeah.
And really get into his unique style of presenting. I'm just giving him a big up.
Yeah, good.
Sounds great.
Thank you. So, yeah, it'll be a live stream watch-along tonight of Leeds United versus Sunderland. And then afterwards, instant match reaction.
Oh, that's good.
Sometimes there's like eight of them on the screen in different
boxes. Really?
Yeah. Good. Check him out now, the Funk Soul Brother.
Yeah.
And morning, Joe, buddy, if you're listening.
Hi, Chris.
Didn't really talk about that, but... So there you are. That's me set up for this evening.
Lovely.
Yes.
Good luck to Leeds United.
All right, come on. What are we going to go for? What's the score tonight, James?
Come on, James.
4-0.
4-0 2?
Whoa.
Leeds.
Pepper?
3-1.
3-1. Dom?
1-0 Leeds.
1-0. And Captain?
1-0.
1-0.
Ooh.
Don't put any of these on, because no, you never don't. Win.
No. Never win.
Okay, so if you add all that up together, it'll be 9-2.
Oh, is that?
Stick a fiver on it.
Let me have a look and see what the odds are for 9-2. I'll just type it into my thing. Oh. It just says, are you having a laugh? It's not even giving me any odds there. Quarter past nine, Queens of the Stone Age. She said I'll throw myself away. They're just photos after all. I can't make you hang around. I can't wash you off my skin. Outside the frame. Some encouragement about putting my bet on tonight.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you saying?
Just people saying, yeah, go on, stick it on, do it, do it, do it. I'm a big Sheffield United fan, Chris. Please, please put a massive bet on Leeds to win.
Oh, okay.
So I'm getting support from my fellow Yorkshire football fans.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah. Someone else says you've now got to put a bet on 7-0 now that you've talked about it, just in case. Well, listen.
Kicking yourself if you don't.
I can't put a bet on until the Oracle, the man in charge of my betting, Captain Crapbeard, gives me permission.
I feel like all I've done is tell you not to put on bets.
Mm. Yeah. Don't you? Because you're right. Whatever money I'm going to put on, if I don't put that money on, I'll have that money tomorrow under your way of thinking.
Don't you pay Captain?
So the deal was, right, let's say I'm going to put a pound on 7-0 and I'm going to put £9 on 3-0, right? So that's £10 I'm going to put on. So the deal is, I give Captain £10. Mm. He doesn't put any of the bets on.
No.
Now, if any of them come in, he has to pay me. But I, as you know, I've won 3 bets in the last 10 years. So the deal is, he takes the money, doesn't put the bet on, and the next day he gives me 80% of my money back.
Right.
He keeps 20 as his fee.
Yeah.
I would actually be so much better
you
off
would.
If that happened.
You really would. That's the way to do that, actually.
Mm.
That makes sense.
We haven't actually exchanged any money yet.
Well, we...
Well, we didn't agree by the falling.
Do you want to do it now?
We didn't do... Okay, so okay.
So, here's a tenner, right? That's
so that's
£10.
That's the bet you're not putting on.
So, 7-0 for Leeds United.
Okay.
And if they win,
okay,
that's £10 on 7-0, right?
So, I'll give you £8 back.
No. The odds for 7-0 are 250-1.
Yeah.
So if you take that money and don't put the bet on and Leeds end up winning 7-0 tonight, you owe me 250 times £10.
That feels like a lot.
Uh-huh. And then you have to pay me that. That's the deal.
For legal reasons, you've got to pay up.
250 times 10. Carry the one.
Now, or you take 20% of that £10.
Is it worth it for £2?
Oh, no.
Really is.
Oh, no.
I mean, you're not going to win 7-0.
That's right. Absolutely. You know this, don't you? We're not going to win 7-0.
Oh, I know you're not.
However, if
never.
We did, you'd owe me a lot of monies.
Bankrupt.
That's quite a lot of money. Well, do you want that back?
Yeah, please. That'll be there. The Chris Moyles Show. I think it's still wet.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Kodiaq. Now available as a plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
Get familying in the Škoda Kodiaq. Available as a 5-seat plug-in hybrid and built for whatever family life throws its way. With 2 wireless chargers to make sure no one runs out of power. And a panoramic roof, so every trip feels like a mini adventure. Jump into familying with the Škoda Kodiaq.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you, but we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
Remind me to bring photo ID.
Reminder set.
Babe, can you make sure I don't forget my photo ID when I vote?
All right, love.
You'll need photo ID to vote on the 1st of May. Don't have ID? Apply for free voter ID now. Find out more at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter ID.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% could earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage cap. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
You get more when you go by train with Thames Link Railway. Like more of the fast track and less... Oh, the slow lane. More space to stretch and less squeezing into a hard-to-find parking space. And more fuel in your tank because there's less to drive you round the bend.
Oh, come on.
Get more when you go by train with Thames Link Railway with a third off group travel at thameslinkrailway.com. Terms apply.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy. Happy Monday.
Everybody's Chris. Chris
Moyles. I'm kidding, we're not doing musical ones this week. Too much hard work. Instead, on today's 4 till 7 thing, Dr. Sunta Templeton gives us a detailed analysis of her birthday weekend. Plus, Gavin the Woodman Woods gets zoological on your ass as another man-eater is dissected in his heroic little slot. And a new pet town will be selected, ready for study. The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Don't go. No one knows instruments like you do.
A sales assistant at Jen's music store is moving up north, so she needs to find a replacement. A musical whiz who hits all the right notes.
I bet you're going to miss this peace and quiet.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you post a sponsored job, you get a list of candidates whose CVs on Indeed match your description. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show. This is the More Music Hour on The Chris Moyles Show.
Radio X. That's right, yeah, and that's a brand new account. Yeah, yeah, so that's, yeah, 7-0 Leeds United.
We're back on, yeah, but...
Captain Crapbeard.
Right, Chris, we're back on now.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Who was that?
Huh?
Who was that?
That was Don't Mess With Me, Dave.
Oh.
My bookie.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, just opened up a new account in Captain Crapbeard's name.
Ah, oh, good luck with that.
I haven't, of course. I'm only being silly. When the fun stops, stop. Right, let's get into it then. Pippa, give us a good song to play, please.
Stevie Nicks, please. Edge of 17.
Cool.
In the wind, in the web that is known, I begin again.
was listening to this yesterday. I was having a little bit of a practice on my DJ decks.
Yeah.
And a little dance version of that came out last year. It's wicked. Such a great riff.
It is brilliant.
Chosen by Pibba, that is Stevie Nicks. And Edge of 17. Come on then, Dom, give us a song.
What about, Chris, the twang either way?
Oh, do you mean the band that were the house band when I did the Friday Night Projects on Channel 4?
Yes, wow, they were. They were back in the day, yes.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Great band, great song, great choice, Dom.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, love ya! It's the twang at Radio X.
Yeah, I feel better today. I think it's a wish, that's just a phase. My whole life looks changed. I've even stopped feeling strange. I can understand why you was mad now. Why should you be the one who has to lose out? Just cause I'm on one. I said I'm always gonna have a ish for none.
I feel so much better today.
I'm so glad I turned the corner, man, cause I was sick of feeling rough. I was getting paranoid about the silliest of stuff. I was on my wits and I was pointing my head, I just about had enough. And all I needed was just a hug and that little bit of love.
I feel so much better today. I chase the bad things away.
Either way. All right, James, give us a song choice to ruin the good flow of good songs.
Travis, Flowers in the Window.
Oh!
See?
One of my mum's favourites.
Yeah.
Just for you, Mum!
Morning, Vera.
Shut up, you. Don't speak to my mother. Radio
miss
X.
You.
Shut up. You don't miss her, because you don't know
Vera.
Her. No, you don't. I'm switching your microphone up. Switch it off.
Miss you,
shut your face. Here's Travis at Radio X.
When I first told you I was cold, a melting snowman I was told, but there was no one there to hold before I swore that I would be alone.
Sorry, it's very pink now, isn't it?
Great song, Travis. Flowers in the Window. Right, very quickly.
The Chris Moyle Show podcast.
It's going to be gone by this time next week, I think. It's going to be no more.
Sunday night it goes, just before midnight.
There you are. So this time next week.
So this time next week, you're absolutely right.
It's got, thank you. I have worked out time.
Yes, you have. Sorry.
That's all right. All of us in a pub with Chris Tarrant, so many people have messaged us saying it's the best yet by far. This podcast is brilliant.
It's very funny. Very funny one.
I apparently towards the end of it, I'm a little bit drunk.
Well,
it's fair to say we all are.
We all are.
A little bit, you know.
And our guest is Chris Tarrant. He's very, very funny.
Mm.
There are such things on it as this.
Show him now. Show him now.
Oh. What?
I have no recollection what that is.
Well, here's the thing. You would have put that clip in.
That is, I believe...
Don't say it.
Okay.
Because if you want to know, there's only one way to find out, and that is by getting our podcast. Also, you'll hear this.
How many kids have you got?
I've no idea. Yeah, sure. Do you have them? There you go. Or, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Can you play that again, that little bit?
Just all one word, cash.
Can I ask you a question? Oh, dear.
What do you ask him?
I don't know.
No, we don't know.
Do we dare find out?
Can I ask you a question?
It's when you... It's a bit of that coming in, isn't it?
Can I ask you a question?
Can I ask you a question?
Lovely.
Oh, dear.
Chris, have you enjoyed yourself?
Not really.
Chris, have you enjoyed yourself?
Now, the way we are doing this is to try and get some money for our charity, Globals Make Some Noise. You know by now, so... We would love it if you give us... I'm being myself drunk. £10, please. And you text the word pub10 and send it to 83936. That's PUB10, 83936. If everybody listening did it now, we would make a lot of money. You've been very generous before. If you can't afford it, absolutely no dramas. Don't worry about it. But if you can... If you're rich, you need to text pub40 and give us £40. PUB40. But if you can give us a tenner, PUB10, send it to 83936. Do it now. You'll get the audio and the video of our 90-minute podcast where you can slowly watch my eyes deteriorate in front of your very own eyes. A lot of people like to sit down, have a few drinks and watch it and drink with us. It seems to work well that way. So if you get your phone out now and write PUB10, or if you're rich, PUB40. Come on, rich people. If you're a member of a golf club, you can afford it. The number is 83936. So PUB40 for the riches and PUB10 for the rest of you. The number is 83936. Your chosen voluntary donation will be added to your phone bill. 100% of that will go to our charity Make Some Noise. Standard network rates apply for the text. You do need to be 18 or over. And the podcast will be gone by this time next week. It's only available for a limited time. Full details, terms and conditions at radiox.co.uk. It's also, go on the website. If you can't text now and then you forget what you have to do, all the details are on the website under podcast. And also, if you're outside the UK or you can't text short codes, that's the way to do it. You can still give us money and you can still get the podcast.
It's a bad.
Is that right, Pippa?
Yeah!
Yeah, what noise do you make? There you go, I'm getting angry here. So, PUB10, PUB40, if you're rich, 83936. Get the podcast, enjoy it, give money to our charity. Happy days, thank you.
The Chris Miles Show. Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Kamiq. A bold look to explore your world.
Radio X. You take such pride in your work. You check every teensy detail. You always clear up after yourself. And you leave each customer as happy as a clam. You do all this because it matters. It also matters to trust a trader. Where millions of people go to find top-notch tradespeople just like you. So if you're ready to build your business even further, apply to join the Trust a Trader professionals. When it matters...
Hi, welcome to Boots. How can we help?
Is it normal that it stings when I
have been coughing for a
solid 8 hours sleep? And why can't I maintain my
ear infection and
a splitting headache?
Is my blood pressure swollen or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots. With you. For life.
Introducing the Baldwins.
7 children, 2 parents.
A big family navigating life's highs.
We're solid and we're here together.
And extreme lows.
Honestly, from the bottom of my soul, I don't know where I'd be if I didn't have you. Sometimes I say, why do we have 7 kids? And I realize what a gift it is.
Brand new The Baldwins, coming soon, only on Discovery Plus or visit discoveryplus.com. Subscription required. Auto renews unless cancelled. T&Cs apply. 18 plus.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical, at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday. This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Nasty surprises. No one wants them. Like when you're feeling fancy and you order the chef's special.
Enjoy.
And find out it's infused with Dragon Reaper chili. It's just not right. Oh. With Quick Check, you get a clear yes or no on whether you'll be accepted for a Capital One credit card without affecting your credit score. No unexpected sting. That's one good thing. Capital One.
Doggy bag, madam.
I'm not putting my dog through that.
34.9% APR representative variable. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show. Banging tunes picked by the Chris Miles Show team. This is the More Music Hour. Radio
X. That's right. Thank you, Paul. The More Music Hour continues, and I believe, Dominic, you've chosen this.
I have. This is my choice. This is what Chelsea says every time James leaves the flat. The Ting Tings, Shut Up and Let Me Go.
Oh, that's right, brackets, because I've been handcuffed to the radiator for way too long and this is no way to treat your girlfriend.
Exactly.
Close
that.
Brackets. Yeah, but then let's sing that bit. That's fine. All right. Great choice. Radio X.
Shut up and let me go. This hurts, I tell you so. For the last time you will kiss my lips. Now shut up and let me go. Your jeans were once so clean. I bet you changed your wardrobe since we met. Now oh so easily, oh for me, gone is left. It's you that ought to be holding me. I'm not containable. This time that is not sustainable. I ain't freaking, I ain't faking this. I ain't freaking, I ain't faking this. I ain't freaking, I ain't faking this. Shut up and let me go.
Where should we go next? Pippa.
Hello.
You've got two song choices that we haven't done yet.
Yeah.
And so I will let you choose which one you would prefer, but I'm going to cue up the one that I think you're going to pick. Right? If you say the one I think you're going to say, I'll play straight away. And if it's the other one, it'll take a couple of seconds just to move them around. But I think I'm good to go.
Mm. I'm going to go for...
Yeah.
The Streets Fit, But You Know It.
Hey. I knew it.
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9. Maybe even 9 and a half in 4 beers time. That blue top shop top you've got on is nice. Bit too much fake tan though, but yeah, you score high. But there's just one little thing that's really, 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 really annoying me about you, you see. Yeah, yeah, like I said, you are really fit. But my gosh, don't you just know it?
I'm not trying to call you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
So when I looked at you standing there with your hoard, I was waiting in the queue looking at the board, wondering whether to have a burger or chips or what the shrapnel in my back pocket could afford. When I noticed out the corner of my eye, looking toward my direction, your eyes locked on my course. I couldn't concentrate on what I wanted to order, which lost me my place in the queue I waited for. Yeah.
I'm not trying to fool you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Whoa.
Leave it out.
Are you smoking something?
Mike, just leave it, just leave it.
We cannot have that behaviour in this establishment.
It's not worth it, Mike. Just leave it.
Don't touch me.
It's not worth it.
Don't touch me.
Leave it out.
Look, I'm alright, don't touch me. For a while there, I was thinking, yeah, but what if? Picturing myself pulling with bare white hot wit, snaring you as you were standing there opposite. Whether or not you knew it, I swear you didn't tick. And when that bloke in the white behind us lot queuing was clocking onto you too, yeah, I had to admit that, yeah, yeah, you are fit and yeah, I do want it, but I stopped sharking a minute to get chips and drinks.
I'm not trying to fool you,
Even though I would like to, I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
Wait, and just as you started to make your big advance with the milkshake and that little donut in hand, I was like, nah, I can't even know you look grand. But you look sharp there, smiling hard, suggesting and gleaming away with your hearty, hearty looking tan. But I admit the next bit was spanners, my plan. You walked towards my path, but you just brushed right past and into the arms of that white shirted man.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
Oi, what do I give up? I got a girlfriend anyway. Oi,
whoa, we've all had a
bit
drink,
drunk,
mate.
We've had a few, fair play. I got this Stella I bombed from that last cafe. This night's not even begun. Yes, yes, oh yay. I did fancy you a bit though, yeah, I must say. I would rather I hadn't mugged myself on display. But this is just another case of female stopping play in an otherwise total result of a holiday.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
That's the Streets and Fit But You Know It. And guess what? The other song that Pippa had was this.
Monday.
It works very well for timing, so you get all your song choices. Hey, Toby Tarrant's joined us.
Morning, all.
Morning, all, Toby.
Morning, all.
Are you ready for the request hour?
Sure.
All fired up?
Yeah.
Can't wait to get on the air?
I could wait.
Right. Well, you're on at 10.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All the way through to 1. Don't leave early.
Don't forget our bosses in here this week.
Oh, in that case. 10 in a row from midday.
I don't care if Monday's blue. Tuesday's grey and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love. Sunday always comes to end.
Cure and Friday I'm in Love is chosen by Pippa Mahartys. Right, we are out the door. There is no more, but yeah. Radio X continues all day. Don't forget, you've got Johnny Vaughan coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Izzy is on at one. But bridging the gap between us and them is the one and only Toby Tarrant.
Yeah, double T. Oh, yes.
That's right. What's in the show today?
Bear with me.
Little thumb through the paper.
Kylie was at the BAFTAs.
And more details on that story after the Request Hour, and the Request Hour is next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
Suck and blow.
The Chris Miles Show. The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader Professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader.
You know what they say, good things take time. Well, thanks to the new slow-cooked range from M&S Food, that no longer applies to dinner. Take their new Shred and Share chicken shawarma. They slow-cook chicken thighs in 14 aromatic herbs and spices, so all you need to do is stick it in the oven for half an hour, then shred and share with your nearest and dearest. Put that on your flatbread and scoff it. This is not just food. This is M&S slow-cooked so you don't have to food. Subject to availability, selected stores.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Go. No one knows instruments like you do.
A sales assistant at Jen's music store is moving up north, so she needs to find a replacement. A musical whiz who hits all the right notes.
I bet you're going to miss this peace and quiet.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you post a sponsored job, you get a list of candidates whose CVs on Indeed match your description. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Your home. Day done. Work done. Being crammed onto a packed bus. Done. Phoning your friend back, the one who likes to talk. A lot. Done. And wearing a bra? Yeah, that's definitely done.
Taking your bra off feels great. And so does getting your breast screening sorted. It can detect cancer long before